It's Sound Ideas. The revelations about Harvey Weinstein's decades of behavior as a sexual predator has set off conversations and sparked many opinion pieces about whether Weinstein represents, as one feminist activist put it, the silent prevalence of everyday sexism. WGLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds talks with one woman who has spoken nationally about violence in the workplace, but who has not spoken publicly until today about her own horrifying experience.
Let's establish what you do for a living and how you were initially tapped by State Farm to be involved.
Okay, thanks, Colleen. Well, I am the executive director of the Corporate Alliance to End Partner Violence, and what we do is work with employers to address domestic violence and sexual assault as workplace issues. When I was approached by some State Farm execs to interview for the position, I had never thought about the intersection of domestic violence in the workplace. But as soon as they talked to me about it, it made a lot of sense to me, because if you have that going on at home, that's going to impact your work life, your home life, your health, all kinds of things. And it's been really neat to see the question change from when I started the job in 1997, companies saying, why should I do something about this? To now, the question is, I know I should do something about this. I'm just not sure what to do.
So you have been on the national stage and have worked with big organizations, the NFL, probably the most prominent, Avon, Verizon, to try to help them with their policies and to change workplace culture as well. And so I'm sure with this Harvey Weinstein story and allegations now from, I think it's up to 40 women, it certainly begs the question, will this, in your mind, as Reese Witherspoon suggested, raise consciousness and really help create change?
You know, I think it will. I think it may be small steps, but I liken it to the terrible video of Ray Rice assaulting his now wife, and that making a sea change in the conversation about domestic violence and sexual assault and what's not appropriate. And rather than people saying, as they would have maybe when I started my job, well, that's a terrible thing that happened, but it's none of my business because it's a private affair, people would not stand for it. And it caused a national conversation about that issue that I had never seen before, and in the community of just people going through their life and people coming forward and sharing their story. So I think in this same way, the sea change that I saw there, I'm hoping becomes a wave here.
And I think what's going to maybe contribute to that sea of change is definitely the conversations that seem to be sparked by the Me Too hashtag, which has been trending on Twitter. Millions of women, hundreds of men stepping forward to share their stories of either sexual harassment and or sexual assault. And when you first saw that, what did you think?
To be very honest, when I first saw it, because it's something that would commonly be something we would share as part of work or something, I was reticent to do anything about it to post it. I had to really think, because I have this very personal experience, and I really sort of had to make a decision in my mind. If I post Me Too, I know what I mean, but nobody else does. Only really my husband knew. And so it was a powerful thing to me, because then I thought, well, if I don't post this, I'm not standing up and talking when that's kind of my job, and I don't want to be silent. And I was amazed at the number of people who had Me Too hashtags. And honestly, of all people, I probably shouldn't be surprised because of the work that I do, but it was still just amazing to see person after person after person after person saying Me Too, men and, you know, women and men, both. It was very powerful to me.
GLT's Colleen Reynolds talking with Kim Wells, the executive director of the Corporate Alliance to End Partner Violence.